Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
So we're going to put in a sound effect there, but it's a bottle pop. Pop bottles.
Okay.
There it is. That was right on cue. Because congratulations are in order. If you're listening to this episode on Himalaya, you're listening to it on one of the best podcast apps out there. If you're not, you're missing out. If you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool features like curated shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help content discovery. And the best part is it's super easy to use. It's definitely our favorite listening app because we talk about it every week. So you should know about it by now. And I'm sure it would be yours too. So do yourself a favor, download the Himalaya app today and be sure to follow the No Chill podcast before any other podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
On this episode of the No Chill podcast, we wake up with a FIBA hangover. Team USA came up way short, but we should not be surprised. For Gil, the squad will need to have superstars show up for a shot at gold in 2020. However, it gives us a heads up, the well is not as deep as we might think. Also, we examine the true value of international play. After that, we swerve into the NFL for a minute to examine the Antonio Brown circus. On this one for Gil, there's the way AB handled his route to New England as he sees it. Whatever course for a player to get where they want to be, they should follow through on it. As for the off-the-field accusations, Gil explains how AB will focus and play through it. It's another full episode of the No Chill Podcast. As always, get us early on the Himalaya app. Subscribe to the No Chill Podcast wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to check out the No Chill channel on YouTube. All right. So I think, Gil, we might call this the hangover edition.
The hangover edition?
Yeah, because there is a basketball hangover happening right now after Team USA finished seventh in the FIBA games. Are you surprised by that?
Nope.
I don't think anybody is, actually. Just the expectations were lower because, man, right up until the last week, the roster just kept – they were just dropping like flies.
Were they getting hurt? Were they just saying, I don't want to play?
Officially, it was injuries.
But you got to understand also, FIBA is not the Olympics.
Right.
So, you know, to the players that's playing in the FIBA game, it's like, yeah, you want me to play in the FIBA game, but am I going to be on the Olympic team? Or are you going to just switch us all the fuck out of here?
Well, I guess if you're a superstar player, you would say that's the only reason I'm playing. Because I'm going to play on the 2020.
Which superstar player?
Like Harden, for example.
No, which superstar player is in the FIBA game right now?
Well, out of the roster, to me,
none.
Star,
one player. Yeah, okay. Not one player in that FIBA team is safe to make a roster on the USA Olympic team. You know, so it's like, go out here and have fun. But for the most part, it's like,
Because I would say Kemba was probably the best player on the team.
Yeah.
And I think.
But if Kyrie, Westbrook, and Curry want to play, is Kimball on that team?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, see.
But I think they also sort of knew that Steph's not going to be on the Olympic team in 2020, so we got to go to somebody like Kimball. At this point, I honestly,
that's what I said.
Know.
You don't know. You don't know. But at the end of the day, the USA team is lacking a lot of things. It's always lacking. It's always been lacking certain type of talent. You know, it's weird because it started in 1988. Well, they lost before that, but 1988, they lost. Mm-hmm. And that was the reason that they decided to bring on the big boys because mm-hmm. they got embarrassed. So, you know, they bring on the Dream Team, I want all the best. Because remember, if you look at the Dream Team, it was peak players. I mean, the mm-hmm. best that money can buy. Mm-hmm.
money can buy. I don't know.
I know, but I'm just saying. But if you had to buy players, that was the same exact group. But you would probably bring in Dominique Wilkins. Other than that, 98% of the players on that team was the best players at that moment. And then, so they blew everybody out. Dream Team 2. There's a reason it was called Dream Team 2. They blew everybody out. From that point on, USA has shown weakness during games, believe it or not.
Well, I think that the argument was that team, 2012 team, was probably the next best team. We talked about that before.
No.
But, well, they were the peak window of Kobe, LeBron.
But that should show you something, because we can even go back. The 2000 team, they beat Lithuania by 9 and then played Lithuania again right before the championship, beat them by 2. This is Vince Carter, Kevin Garnett, Jason Kidd. I mean, you got your studs on there. Studs. They beat the Olympic team. I mean, they beat the Lithuania team by 2 points with studs. Then you go 2004. That team, bunch of bullshit. They lost 3 games in the Olympics. And then the 2008, where you get Kobe Bryant and LeBron, Melo, Dwayne Wade. They only beat Spain by 11. Then you fast forward to the best team that we thought we had, or we think we had, since the Dream Team, because of the names. We think about the names, not where they at that moment in time. So you got Kobe, Bron, KD, Melo, Harden, Westbrook. I mean, woo, you have they beat Lithuania by 5, beat Spain by 2. So the team that is the closest to the Dream Team beat a team by 5 that was in the third round, and then beat Spain by 2 fucking points. And you have fucking 10 Bugattis on that team. So when you really think about it, you have the best of the best on one team, and you're still having a problem in the Olympics. 2016, they beat Serbia by 3. Beat Spain by 6 with the best players. So the team you guys are putting out there, if you don't have all of that, if you don't have all of that, you're subject to lose. So when you come into this FIBA World Cup with this group, because I'm looking at the Olympics 2012, the second best team to the Dream Team, they win by 5 and win by 2. You guys are a bunch of nobodies compared to this group. You're going to lose.
Yeah, I think we knew that. And I think this team, bring it back to FIBA situation versus the Olympics, we should, you know, obviously we can acknowledge where that'll be for next year. But it's kind of like you're in the gym and you have a squad and a couple guys say, you know, we ran 3 games, we got to go. And you're like, oh, there's a couple dudes on the other court. Hey, you want to run? They might not be the guys you want to play with, but you just need bodies to get 5s to run with. And it was kind of like that, like, oh, all these dudes dropped off, so now we got to fill with whoever's available.
But still,
so it was kind of like a failure to launch.
Yeah, I mean, they were gonna. I mean, what is not realized about FIBA and Olympic Games is we're bringing the Avengers. We're bringing the Avengers. Who, if you look at the Avengers, when they first started, they didn't work well together. They didn't, you know, the Hulk didn't like this person. This person, they clash because they're all stars trying to figure out how to play together in a short period of time. When these other countries, they've been playing together since they were little, and their star player is an NBA player, or 2 of their star players are NBA players that's coming back. So when you go against a Patty Mills who averages 6, and you're like, oh, that's fucking Patty. Oh, no. Patty is Michael Jordan on his team. Mm-hmm. So now Patty is a second, third bench player coming into your roster, but he's the go-to guy here. So when you break down the most important player on the court, at this moment it is Patty Mills. Because you guys have to bend for each other. You guys have to make it all right for each other. You guys have to sacrifice.
So yeah, you're not getting each star at 100%.
Yeah, I'm getting 10% of everyone. Patty Mills is playing at 100%.
Right.
He is in God mode. So yeah, now you're sitting here getting barbecued.
But wouldn't you just say shut down Patty Mills if he's their best player?
It sounds.
We have that much talent on our side. But take out their best weapon.
Yeah, it sounds easy, but you're talking about a group who's been playing together since they were little. So obviously they've played without Patty Mills, so they know how to play when people are trying to trap them. When they're, you know, so they've played this style. Spain, you know, when you bring back, you know, the brothers, and you bring back Rubio,
who won the whole thing. By
Of course. I mean, they didn't tampered with winning, you know, against Kobe Bryant, LeBron, KD. They only lost by two against them.
Not tempted. I think you're saying
tempered. Like they were right there. They knocked on. They were knocking on the door. You beat them by two. Two. If you don't have Kobe Bryant, LeBron, if you don't have one of those guys on a team, Spain wins. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but LeBron won't be in the next Olympics. Dwayne Wade won't be in the next Olympics. Carmelo's not there.
KD's
probably won't be there. Probably Westbrook won't be there. Curry probably won't be there.
Well,
I'm pretty sure James Harden won't be there.
I think he might.
I'm just gonna go and throw it out there. I'm pretty sure 2020, the USA team doesn't win gold.
It's a prediction.
It is a big
at the moment that makes a lot of sense.
Not even off this lose. It's off of what? Who are you gonna bring?
That's the question. That's the question after all this. And I think the thing when you go back to like you said after 88, one thing that Team USA has always proved. If we're down, if you push us to disappointment, we respond with full force.
Yeah, we're going
to
respond with a full force. But
so that was the thing about the Avengers was, oh shit, we got to get over ourselves because we got someone else to take out.
But that's the problem. What Avengers team are you going to put out there? Because
do you have yours?
Embiid is not
right.
Embiid is not on your team. You can't put Embiid there. You can't put Greek there. He can't play on your team. You can't put Ben Simmons there. So you lose three megastars right there.
We got other stars. We'll get to that in a second. But okay. The question I have is, I think it's at this point, Jerry Colangelo and them, the Team USA, you make a decision. Do you go young studs?
It doesn't matter. You have to put talent to compete with the rest of the world that's competing to beat you.
But like you said, it's that combination of talent and personality. So if you had like Russ, James, say like Jimmy Butler, right? And then you have younger guys that are trying to develop. I understand.
Lose. You cannot put developmental
players. So do you go all the way young or do you go all the way superstar?
You go to win an Olympics?
But what if you can't get them?
Okay, let's try it again.
It's easier said than done.
Let's try it again. Type in the 2012 Olympic team.
So we start with?
Call out the names. Yeah.
Chris Paul at guard. Kobe Bryant at guard. Darren Williams. Russell Westbrook. James Harden. Okay, those are your five guards.
Okay.
Forwards, LeBron. KD.
KD.
Melo.
Melo.
Kevin Love. Blake Griffin. Iggy. Centers were Tyson Chandler.
Okay.
And then alternates, we had Eric Gordon, Rudy Gay, and AD.
Okay. If they. So just, you just
for your
said
reference.
That, you just said that team. They played two games that were by five and by two. If you are Colangelo, are you even thinking about going young? If you assembled that team and they barely won, they barely won, but that team, who are you going to pull from the NBA now to save your hiney in 2020? Because the NBA studs are not even American anymore. And our studs are older. So if you go young, lose. If you go old and young, lose. You went superstar and you almost lost.
So, can I throw out some names for you?
You can throw out whoever.
Let's make some sense of it. But if we look at 2020, we'll probably say LeBron's not going to play.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Who's in the league now? So like D-Wade and Melo are not.
Mm-hmm.
KD probably won't play.
Nope.
Right? With the injury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Steph is my question. Westbrook.
Curry's going to be what? 34?
Sounds about right. So what do you think that's too? I mean, because Kobe in 2012 was what?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll put Curry on the team. Let's just put Curry on.
No, we don't have to.
No. We're gonna give you the
He'll
best.
He'll be 32.
We'll give you the best. He's 31 right now.
Right. So next summer is 32. 2020 is next year.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we'll give you Curry.
Uh-huh. Okay. So guards, Kyrie. Just go yes or no.
Kyrie, we'll just say yes.
Kemba.
Nope.
Dame.
Where's Westbrook?
I'm getting to him.
I mean, you have to give me the three okay. best first, and then you go.
I'm just throwing names at you. You can throw other names, but Dame?
Not if I have Westbrook already.
Okay, then okay, just
if
say
I
that.
Got Westbrook.
Okay.
Okay. Westbrook. Okay, so I got my three main guards.
Okay.
How many guards are you allowed to have?
Well, roster's 12.
But I don't, you know.
So I think it's 15 technically with the alternates.
So it's 5-5, and I mean, I don't know how to do it.
Well, the word that you hate, right? Positionless.
It's not a real thing.
So you're talking point guards right there.
I'm just talking about guards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you want to throw out some more guards?
Uh-huh.
Off this team, Donovan Mitchell? Trae Young?
Okay. Donovan, maybe. Trey, nope.
Okay. And you don't have Kemba on there at all?
Trey... Kimba, nope.
Okay. So then we could say Kawhi.
Okay. Put Kawhi on the team.
Paul George. Clay.
Clay will be a no. I mean, I don't think Clay's going to play.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Because for the reason I hesitate on that one is... Because
Clay is just going to be coming back mm-hmm. at the end of the season. So, he is not going to play in the Olympics.
Not to risk it.
No.
Because the other thing is, for a lot of these guys, it is good run for them. So there's the thing about Devin Booker was people saying he should have been on the team. It's good experience for him.
Devin Booker.
So he should have been on this FIBA team.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to play FIBA. Mm-hmm.
Understandable. As we know, Tatum.
Tatum, you're going to be a four-year player. I'm going to say maybe.
He'll have his third season under his belt.
Yeah,
going into
maybe.
Okay. Also, he had an ankle injury in this time, so that took him out of it.
Maybe.
Out of the guys off this roster, I would say the keepers are Kemba, Donovan, and Tatum, if anybody.
What? We already have the keepers. Curry, Kyrie, Westbrook.
No, I'm saying who played on this FIBA team.
Kawhi, PG. Okay, so
just
if
to
Curry.
Acknowledge who was on the team.
If Curry, Kyrie, and Westbrook play, Donovan, Kemba are not on the team.
Okay.
Okay, so keep going.
Harden.
Okay, we'll put Harden on team.
Mm-hmm. So he was a late scratch, so I would think he'd come back for the Olympics for that reason. Because, exactly what you said. Olympics versus FIBA, it's.
Yeah, but you done screwed him in two MVPs. Pretty sure he's not fucking with you. But we're going to put him on the team.
Separate thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Trust me. No, it's not.
Okay. Anthony Davis.
AD, let's go.
Okay. Carl Anthony Towns.
Carl, let's go.
Off this team, too, pop like Miles Turner.
Who?
Miles Turner.
I don't even know who that is, so no.
Yes, so you do.
Let's go. Let's go.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy, let's go.
I mean, it's how many? So these are a lot of names. Pick 12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 10.
So you want two more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What position?
Doesn't matter. The best 10 you can give me. Give me 10 best players. I need a center.
You got Karl Anthony Towns and you got Anthony Davis.
As power forwards.
Miles Turner.
Come on, dude. Stop. You can fuck with Pop likes in the FIBA game. We're talking about you just lost. Okay. You need the fucking best players in the world.
It's getting tough.
Or Spain's going to win again.
It's getting tough.
Yeah, I know.
Would you go CJ McCollum or Bradley Beal?
Oh, yeah. That's true. I need a center and you give me two more guards. Yeah, now you see
I know,
why.
It's tough.
Now
I know.
You see why I made the. Yeah, you're going to have to go back. Hey, Blake Griffin, come on.
Think so?
Yeah.
DJ.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. No. You're gonna have to swing. You're gonna have to swing.
Andre Drummond.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna try to keep. Yeah. Do you see where the problem is
I
now?
I know. We're digging in the well here.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd have been easy if you got if you can add Greek the Freak.
Can't do it.
If you can add Embiid and Ben Simmons, yeah, woo. Now
Ben's
you got
not a big for you. I mean,
but I mean, for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Okay, so right now, as we speak, Curry, Kyrie, Westbrook, Jimmy, Kawhi, PG, Devin Booker, Harden, AD, Karl Anthony. With those 10, do the Olympics, do they win the 2020 Olympics? No. Spain will eat through that shit.
Why?
Because they're smart.
Who would Spain have at that point?
The same fucking group that won this week.
Which is Gasol, who is what now, 35?
It doesn't matter. Gasol Rubio. In Spain is the man. Rubio in Spain is the man.
Mm-hmm. I still think
the squad,
motivated squad would win.
Dude, we just had a lineup where you had
didn't have this lineup.
Two of the arguably the who goes down as the who can be the best, Kobe and LeBron on the same team. Win by 2 points against Spain.
Okay, so that's what Kobe said. He said it's not a 92 anymore. It's not a cakewalk for these teams.
Yeah.
So the other thing going on here is the teams are better. The talent is better.
It's always been better. No, what I'm saying is it's the talent has always been there.
Well, I think what you said it was
and
around 2000.
And we lose because we think, like, we'll put all our Bugattis on a race and then they blow everybody out. Then we put 96 team, put Bugattis back out there. We blow them out. Then we'll be like, oh, that shit's too easy.
We had a hangover.
Put the 2000 team out there. Oh, they barely won. Mm-hmm. We almost lost that race. Mm. And then you fuck around and put the 2004 team out there. They get spanked 3 games. Then you got to beef back up the cars. And even on the beef up with LeBron and Kobe on both those 2008, the best players in the world, arguably 1, 2, and 3, Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron, the biggest arguments in the world. Two of them was on the same team for 2008 and 2012. And they didn't blow teams out like that. The 2012, they won by 2. So you're telling me without LeBron and Kobe Bryant and KD and Melo and Dwayne Wade, all Hall of Famers at that moment in time were scheduled, stamped Hall of Fame, stamp it in the book, Hall of Fame, when they were on the Olympic team. If they win by 2, what the fuck do you think this team's going to do? What the fuck you think?
They do better than this FIBA team.
What the fuck you think this team's going to do? At this moment, if we stopped right now, is Kawhi Hall of Fame? 3-time All-Star.
After this season, yeah.
He's a 3-time All-Star, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Only. 3-time All-NBA. Only. You know, I have the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he has 2 rings.
Okay, 2. That's team. Is he Hall of Fame?
You can say yes.
7 years in the league, mm-hmm. 3 times All-Star. Mm-hmm. 7,000 points, bro. 7,000 points. No, he is not a Hall of Famer.
2-time Defensive Player of the Year.
He is not 7,000 points. 7,000.
Okay, but you also
people have that in 2 seasons.
He's not ending.
I said stop it right now. So right now he is not a Hall of Famer.
Okay, yeah, not now, but he's trending towards.
I'm talking about right now. As if we stopped his career,
but when
right
he's okay, go ahead.
Paul George, Hall of Famer, no.
No, yeah.
Devin Westbrook, right now, no. Harden, Devin Booker,
not yet.
Anthony Davis, right now,
not yet.
Not yet. Karl Anthony Thomas,
no.
So you got one. Okay, Curry.
Okay, let's look at
Curry.
The Greek team.
Curry, yes. Westbrook, yes. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, no. Mm-mm. Kyrie,
mm-mm.
Maybe.
If you can.
He's 6-time All Star.
One ring versus.
But he's 6-time All Star. That means he's sitting somewhere at 14,000, double the points.
Okay.
So we're gonna say yes. You have Curry, Kyrie, Westbrook, and Harden, the only actual Hall of Famers at that moment in time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look at the other countries. How many Hall of Famers on the Greek team?
None.
Right. So how does that equate?
Because these Hall of Famers are playing Honda-style basketball. I go in, I play 6 minutes. You come in for me, play 6-7 minutes. He comes in for that, play 6-7 minutes. While these Hondas over here are playing the full game, scoring 30. While we're all chipping in 15 points.
Well, let's look at that. One thing, I don't know that they can run it like this, but what the Dream Team did was they put all their big dogs out first, ran dudes off the court, and then they backfilled with the rest of the bench. And they still
But the rest of the bench is fucking hogs. You had bench players averaging 28. You got bench players on a Dream Team averaging 28.
Now is that you look at, well, maybe like Kawhi is my starter, but can he do the things that Paul George does? So then you like look at it too closely.
But that's what I'm saying. You got Kawhi. Kawhi go out there give you.
But put your 10, 15. The Dream Team, 50, they put their five alphas out there. Let the five alphas.
But that's not necessarily their five alphas, because you got Ewing. Did Ewing start over David Robinson?
I don't think so.
He averaged 28 that year. Mm. Clyde Drexler averaged 28 that year.
I think those are your
Jimmy.
You started Magic, Jordan.
But that's your Jimmy Butler. Your Jimmy Butler's coming off the bench averaging 28 points. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like when you look at the teams now, it's like the problem is all of our heavy hitters are done with USA basketball. I mean, unless you can get KD to...
I think he's in the same boat as Klay.
Yeah, that's what I said. If you can get KD to play, yeah. But LeBron to come out of retirement.
Right,
I mean,
so here's the
out of USA retirement.
If you go in the finals, that's a long-ass year. But guys still run in the summertime. You're still going to compete. You know, like,
but that's what I'm saying. Unfortunate, but you got what I'm saying is you got two players, Klay and KD, who are coming off an injury. KD, both probably will miss that whole season. They will not play in an Olympic team. They will not jeopardize, you know, more
no,
of their
that
career.
Makes sense.
So you, so
but
those
what
two,
if they say they do? What if
they
say,
won't?
I'm 100%. I need to run. I need to compete.
U.S. Golden State is not going to allow him. Brooklyn is not going to say, wait a minute, hold on. We put two. You are future. We're not going to. Don't know. Olympics is not that important. You already got two fucking three medals, whatever. You're not going to. So those two are gone. LeBron, it's not going to play. I'd be surprised if he do.
But I'm just saying, I obviously.
So that's what I'm saying. Injury is higher. Injury hurt. Injury hit.
But what happens in the summertime if they go to UCLA here?
That doesn't matter. What I'm saying is injury hit two players. Melo's done. Wade's done. And LeBron's done with the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So the next group up is Harden, KD, Westbrook, Curry, Anthony Davis. That's your next group of, you know, studs. So unless you have every single one of them, you're in that year. You're in a year where, oh shit, this could be the 2004 team again. That's the 2020 is what's that's looking at. It's looking like the 2014.
I don't know if it's it's that bad. But I mean, even think about this. After the Dream Team, and I don't know if we're saying the 2016 team was a Dream Team level of
the 2016 team?
2016.
The 96 team.
No, the last Olympic team we had, 2016, right?
Okay. Who's on it?
So what I'm getting at is
was Katie on it? Was LeBron on it?
Let me finish. So after the 92 Dream Team, you didn't have Jordan, Magic, Bird. You didn't have all
Bird,
those guys in
there. Done. Well, anyway, Magic,
but
done.
They didn't say in 96, oh, we got nothing. They still had Barkley, Pippen, David Robinson. Then they added
you had guys like 10 players who averaged 20-something points on that 96 team. Mm-hmm. Hence why they called them Dream Team 2. Did they ever put Dream Team around anybody else?
After they did Redeem Team.
Yeah.
Who cares about a nickname? But anyways, okay, so the other team was 2016, and see if we could keep anybody off this into 2020. Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant, DJ, Lowry. Oh, I forgot about him. Harrison Barnes, who was on this team. DeRozan. Do we have him on the list?
Nope, you didn't put DeRozan. Okay. Oh, here we go.
There's one.
DeRozan.
We got one. Kyrie, Clay, Boogie, who won't be available for this one. Thought about him.
That's where our big man went.
Yep. Paul George, Draymond, and Melo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got Draymond and Paul. Yeah.
And here's one maybe. Ooh, I got two maybes for you.
Mm-hmm.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
He's gonna be fucking 40, yo.
He won't be 40. Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Come on, bro. He's fucking 40.
He'll be 35.
Come on.
35.
Oh, man.
Another one for you. And I know you like him. Dwight.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Mm-hmm. Let's see how he does this year, which I think he's gonna do great. Those are the guys you're gonna have to go back after dominance. Like, you're gonna have to convince these guys, like, come on, just because that's what I'm saying. 2004, you're gonna be fine because all these young guys would be in their mode. So Tatum would be ready for dominance. Devin Booker will be ready for dominance. Donovan Mitchell will be ready for dominance. Trae Young will be ready for dominance. Like, so you'll have the 2024 team ready to go. This 2020 team is what the problem is going to be.
So you're saying bet on the field.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how they look.
Put like this. The only time I ever said USA was going to lose, they lost.
04.
08. No, 2006 FIBA.
That's a different reason.
Yeah.
That's personal reasons.
But my personal reason, seeing what was going on.
Yeah, you were there firsthand.
And realized that, you're playing this lineup way wrong, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Played the lineup wrong. I think this one,
they just
lineup was not. They didn't have,
just didn't have enough talent.
They didn't have the talent.
Which is hilarious to say when you say, well, the team you lose to had one NBA player, maybe none. Mm-hmm. One NBA player, and there's 15 of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy to say we don't have enough talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, in hindsight, but it's right. You have the talent. This the talent don't know how to play. This
is how they fit together.
This group fits together. This is like playing Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
They're just gonna wear your ass down.
Mm-hmm. All depends on how you look. You gotta look good.
2020, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be surprised if they win bronze.
Place your bet. Bronze, huh?
I mean, it all depends. If you can't get KD, Clay, LeBron to play. I mean, now if James is still pissed off that he didn't, you screwed James again on one more MVP. Motherfucker, you screw him on one more MVP, he's going to say fuck you. And if he's not in the Olympics, I don't know. I don't know if Curry goes. I don't know. That's what I said. Curry, Kyrie, and Westbrook. You're right. You need all three. I mean, trying to replace him with Donovan, Trey, and Kimba, that's not going to make it.
Well,
yeah,
it's pretty. The wound is pretty fresh right now, so I think we might as well get guys while it's sore. We need you guys.
No, that shit don't get me wrong. Oh yeah, we lost. We need you. You needed me before, motherfucker. You didn't look my way. Fuck you.
But call the Avengers.
Yeah, well, the all Avengers is done. They're hurt. This is like
it's like the new class.
This is like Spider-Man. X-Men. This is like that Spider-Man Welcome Home movie. You seen it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, what's up with the Avengers? I don't know. I'm here by myself right now.
Well, Iron Man, RIP. So
yeah.
They just didn't have, they're out of the game,
Yeah. But as I said, it's
We got to talk about this real quick. Well, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it's just one of those years where the talent is just.
Down year.
It's just a down year. 2020. This, FIBA is FIBA. Mm-hmm. 2020 is going to be a down year.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they can pull out a miracle.
Never know. You know who they might have to get?
Who?
ISO Joe.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
ISO.
I know you want to get into that because you saw, we did the whole episode,
mm-hmm.
you know, talking about how cold he was of a scorer and how, you know, he was built perfect for the big three, but it's more for him, it's more than the big three. And obviously, so he had his workouts and a couple guys from the big three had some workouts and, you know, he actually got a deal, signed with the Pistons. I think it's a perfect place for him.
The NBA?
The Pistons, of all the teams he could have gone to.
I mean, Joe could have went anywhere. I mean, I think we, and I might sound harsh, but I'm just going to give credit where it's supposed to be due. We're surprised at what Joe did. Like, Joe was in the NBA 2017-18 season. Last season, 2017-18 season, he was on an NBA roster. He was an NBA player. That means last summer, he was training to go back into the NBA. He didn't get picked up at the beginning. He's still training. He joins the big three after All-Star break. What do you have there coming into the big three? You have a fucking NBA player. You have a fucking NBA. That's like Melo right now playing. Ah! And then we're like, oh yeah, I'm surprised he won MVP. What? What do you mean surprised? He's fucking working out like an NBA. He's not 4 years removed and, you know, 6 years removed and like, hey, yeah, I'm surprised Joe Johnson's killing us like this. I'm surprised he's done hit 10 game winners. Like, come on. Really? He's an NBA player.
Yeah,
still.
And also you saw he came into it along with Lisa knowing I'm just going to play him the whole game. And he knew I'm in shape. I can play.
And that's what it is. Right? He played the whole game. Yeah. What do I need to sub for?
Yeah. And you think maybe some of the questions for him are at, you know, it's age. Not that old.
You know, I talked to
Joe. For an NBA season.
I talked to Joe, and Joe was, he's like, you know, I didn't come here to get myself back in the NBA. I just wanted to play basketball. Mm-hmm. Once a week was fine with me. You know, that's why I didn't go overseas. You know, once a week, I'm good with that. You know, at my age, 38, you know, if the NBA calls, it calls, I'll think about it. You know, I was training, you know, training for the NBA. You know, you don't just go into the summer like, ah, yeah, I'm done. You know, like Melo, you know, still in shape because, you know, he's like waiting for that call. So, you know, him, he was like, well, you know, I didn't get the call. Well, I'll play in a big three, and if anything shakes out for me, shakes out for me. You know, but I'm fine with one game a week. You know, and, you know, that one game a week, he was torching. Fuck's going to stop him.
Yeah, but even the NBA was, you know, it was a possibility. But now it's a reality for him. But like you said, he's in shape for it.
But it's always been
so
a reality.
He used it. Yeah.
He was an NBA player, and then they just want to. It's like it's not as bad as Melo, in a sense. If you had to put the two together, who's better? I don't know.
Well, I think.
I don't know.
Fast forward to this. How much is he actually going to play? Don't expect starter minutes out of him, right?
No. 15 minutes.
I mean, 10's like nothing. So 15.
15. I mean, 20, it all depends. 15, 20. It all depends on what they need. When do they need it from?
Situational.
That's what I'm saying. It's like he's in no different boat than fucking Crawford was in. Still playing big minutes. Like if Crawford decides to come in a big three and play next year, who the fuck is going to stop him? Like, you know, let's be honest. Who's going to stop him? No one. No one's going to stop him. Like, got to remember, he's prime. He's still mobile. He's still, that's what I'm saying. It's not like he's trying to find his legs again. Like me, I'm 6 years removed. I haven't touched the ball in 6 years. Mm. I needed surgery going into the big three.
As we found out last week.
Yeah. No, I found out in 2013 that I needed surgery.
Everyone found out.
Oh, yeah. 2013, I needed surgery. but I wasn't playing. Mm-hmm. So my thought was like, if I can walk, I'm fine. Like, what do I don't want to go through rehab for no reason. Like, I'm going, what do I need to go through that pain for? So for the last, what's that? I had meniscus tears. And then when I was training for the big, when I said, oh, I'll play in February, if I got a surgery right then, I don't think I would have made the big three. So decided right. I just lost weight, played, and said, hey, I'm going to just be limited. And then see how I like it. And if I like it enough to have surgery, I'll have surgery. I liked it. I had surgery. You know, so, you know, now it's getting ready for next season, being healthy. You know, so that's mine. That's my backstory. It's not like I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, 2017, 18, I was on a roster, you know, average like seven. And then I come in a big three and then tank it up. Like, Like, damn, you fell off really bad, bro. Like, I averaged 9 points in 7 minutes with not playing basketball in forever.
Well, also, it's a different style of play, right? It's half court. So mm-hmm. you're not going up and down. And that's the thing for Joe, like, in the NBA runs, he's going to have to get back on defense. There's more.
Did Joe look like he was hobbling?
I'm just saying, like, that's the thing for a lot
Crawford's
of guys.
Like, 40. Did he look like he had problems? No.
No.
Okay.
Joe, and also, like you said, one game a week.
Joe just didn't make a team, a roster last year for I don't know why. He should have been on the roster, just like Melo should be on the roster.
That's why I think, we just talked about with Team USA, it's fit. And the roster that he, you know, there in Houston wasn't really the greatest fit for him. He did well in Utah.
Yeah, he did well in Utah. That's what I'm saying.
But I think they wanted to get younger and they just made a decision.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird. It's weird how, you know, a guy can be, you know, very useful and then it's like, oh, okay, we're going to go young.
What is that? Money.
Yeah.
So, speaking of money,
you giving me some?
You know what I gave you? I gave you some. I didn't give it to you, but I got it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm wearing today, some Mack Weldon gear.
Oh yes, yes you did.
You know, you're right. I know you liked them too, because
I wore last week.
And you wore last week without me saying anything. So. It didn't get lost in the mail, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we went through the process and we found that Mack Weldon is damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we know sweatpants, you know, sweatshirts. You're wearing one today, hoodies and things like that. And you want quality. Mack Weldon was founded because they wanted more out of basics and always questioned how something so essential could be such a pain in the ass to buy. So what we found out is Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
For comfort reasons, Mack Weldon is a premium men's essential brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. So we put in our orders and we found out Mack Weldon believes in smart design with premium fabrics and it's simple shopping. So I even could shop for you. I just said, hey, what size are you? You might have thought that was a weird question.
Yeah,
But I was like, guess what? We got something good coming.
That was a good one. That was a smart one for you.
Check. Because Mack Weldon, really, what we found out is it's comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants. Most comfortable probably you'll ever wear. I'm just going to say it like that. You like to make statements, I'm making a statement okay. Right now too. They also have a line of silver underwear and undershirts that naturally are antimicrobial and eliminates odor, which we've talked about the common problem of hoop nuts. No more hoop nuts. Over. Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable so you don't. If you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they also will refund you, no questions asked. Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well, too. So we did our order. We got it. We wore it out, and then we want to pass on a deal to our listeners. So for 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter the promo code NOCHILL at checkout. One more time, that's MackWeldon.com with the promo code NOCHILL for 20% off. Your first order.
Okay.
Get suited.
Go get suited.
Get comfortable.
Get comfy.
And we, like we're saying, is the, probably the best, most comfortable.
Yeah, like that's what, like I like my sweats, underwear, and sweater I had on.
Facts.
I did.
No false statements here. We're not trying to tell you anything that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
No chill podcast information is always verified.
Verified.
Trust it.
By no chill.
Trust it.
By me.
All right, Gil, so you don't watch a lot of football.
I don't watch no football.
Depends where, but there's something that caught your eye.
Uh-huh.
There's a story going on in the NFL. Antonio Brown.
Yes.
It's a drama so far this season, really the whole year with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you didn't know the backstory.
Who didn't know the backstory?
Of what went on the whole year for
him? I don't know football. I know drama.
Okay.
I know football too, but I just don't watch it. Come on, I'm an athlete. Come on. I just don't watch it.
Okay.
Because I don't have a favorite team.
How do you know it if you don't watch it?
I have Instagram, my fucking social media world.
But to see, I don't
know politics, but I know who fucking Trump is. Shit.
Okay, that's one way to look at it. So anyways, so he was Pro Bowl, All-Pro receiver, all right?
Was or is?
I'm going back to last year.
Okay.
Okay, in Pittsburgh. The last week, he has a falling out beef with his quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. All right? Career high in touchdowns. So he's having a career year. He doesn't attend practice, doesn't play in the last week of the season, week 17 game, and they needed it to get in the playoffs. So they lose. All things fall out. Mm-hmm. He wants out of Pittsburgh. All right? So he gets a trade. He ends up in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, life is good. Got a new chance at greatness, and I love it here in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know about this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then he's in Oakland, and, a couple of things happen. It's frostbite on his feet. That's not really, it's not self-inflicted. Doesn't like his helmet. Creates more of a sideshow around that. But then he falls out, has a falling out with the GM, Mike Mayock.
Okay, let's.
Well, hang on. So then he wants to be, he gets released and he ends up in New England. And then before the first game that he plays, he has these allegations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you probably, because you on social media, you saw the text messages.
No, I haven't listened to one text messages.
Okay, that was kind of the big news this week. I would have thought you'd
check. Okay, so we're going to start all the way from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he miss the first game or the last game in Pittsburgh again?
He had a falling out with his quarterback. They did not get along.
They did not get along. So.
And he had problems with coaches and other team personnel. Okay. Not all of them, though.
Okay, so he wants out, right?
Exactly.
Where does he want to go?
To a better team.
What better team does he want to go to? Which better team? Come on. What better team?
At the time, Patriots. He did say he wanted to be in Oakland, though.
No. What team did he want to go to? Patriots. Who else wanted him? Patriots, right? Mm-hmm. So he wanted to go to the Patriots. The Patriots wanted him for a trade. Mm-hmm. He gets traded to Oakland, right? That's not where he wants to go.
But he didn't say, I don't want to be here.
It's not where he wants to go. He wants to go to the Patriots.
All right, what we do know is he's no stranger to making a stand, right?
Okay.
So he could have gone to Oakland and said, I don't want to be here. I won't play for you. But he was all along, I'm going to play for you.
Isn't that exactly what he fucking did?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that exactly what he did? He made a stand. See, this is what...
But why do it the week before the
season
starts?
This is what the media did not realize. Two entities wanted to be with each other. See, so I listened to commentators talk about, yeah, this was stupid. What he's doing is going about it the wrong way. No, he did it the right way. He did exactly what he needed to do. He outsmarted Oakland. That's what he did. Outsmarted Oakland. That's exactly what he did. Then I heard, future players do not follow this mode. It won't work. I call bullshit again. Because they're not realizing what happened. What happened was, Patriots wanted AB. AB wanted Patriots. So, if me and you want each other, you're telling me, hey, do what you got to do. And when you do it, I got your back. So what do I decide to do? Clown mode comes in. Ah, the helmet. Wasn't there another player who said something about he didn't like the helmet?
A lot of players did, yeah.
Was one of them on the Patriots? Was one of them Brady? One was Brady, right? Okay.
Oh, so you do know more
about that. One was Brady, right?
Yeah.
So now I need to get to my destination. I signed a deal here. I already have, wink, wink, a deal with the Patriots if I can get out of this motherfucking shit right here. So what I'm going to do is act a fucking donkey.
But why? Why would you do that?
Because you're not going to let me out for fucking nothing? You're not going to just get me out of my contract. You're not going to trade me to the Patriots. You're not. You're not going to do it. You're not going to give me what I want. So now you tell me this. What cryo place did he actually go in that allowed him to go in without fucking socks on? I've been in cryos all over the fucking place. Socks is required.
Okay, so why do that to yourself? Why say, if he knew that, why sabotage yourself?
Who said he actually got hurt? Oh, him. Oh.
You saw his feet. Have you seen his feet?
Yeah. Who said it was fucked up? His feet could have been fucked up before then.
Okay. Keep going.
He told you. He told you he did. But you've been to a cry. Try to go in there without a... That's malpractice. Try to go in there without some fucking socks on.
Yeah.
You can sue the place.
You could.
So the fact that he went to a cryo place and they allowed him to walk in without his socks. Shut up. No, that didn't happen. Okay? His feet was fucked up and he just used that excuse so he didn't have to practice.
So how did his feet get fucked up to begin with?
Hey, this is okay. Technology world. You can do fucking anything with fucking pictures. You can do anything you want.
Watch the I know you didn't see it, but Hard Knocks, HBO, he showed his feet on camera.
Yeah. Did you see him work and run? Did it look like he was hurting? Did he look? No, he didn't, right? No, he did not look like he was hurting for nothing.
Okay.
So let's stop it there.
Okay.
Okay? Let's stop it there. Next. That didn't work. That didn't get me out my contract.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're just going to go around and bump and do. Like, I gotta remember, look at the things he's doing. It's kid stuff. He's coming to practice. He's still practicing, warming up, doing
it. He's in shape.
But he's fucking about him. Because you got to remember, I got to be in shape because I'm going to the Patriots. That's where I'm going. I'm going to the Patriots. I don't have no plans on playing for this fucking team. Because you got to remember, worst case scenario, I don't like the helmet, so I'm not going to play any goddamn way. How's that same helmet working in the Patriots? How did that same helmet work? Game one.
Oh, he played game two today.
No, his game one.
Yeah.
How did he play his helmet? Tell me, doesn't bother him anymore now, does it? I know it doesn't. He's just using an excuse because he got to remember. If I know my opponent, which they call it slave master thinking for the NFL owners, slave master thinking, they think they own the players. If I know my owner, and if I know if I irritate that motherfucker enough, he thinks he can blackball me and let me go. And he can let me go, but he doesn't know I already have a plan A. Sorry. So that's what I want. Let me go. I don't want to be here. Let me go.
That was basically what he did in Pittsburgh. Cool. Well, then go to Oakland, and he was cool with the
owner. He wasn't cool with Oakland.
He wasn't cool with the GM.
He just got
that's who he took it out on.
He just got a deal to let the Patriots know, hey, just match this. What up? Mm-hmm. That's all they did. He had a deal. He had a deal. Come on, 30 minutes into being let go, which is two minutes? In real time, 2 minutes. They just had to wait 28 minutes. Like, we can't. Yeah, don't say it yet. Don't say it yet. We still got to wait. It's going to look suspect. Yeah. Come on, you don't think any Patriots could have got him for $1 million if they was really going to, if he was really in trouble? No. It was all planned.
Okay.
I need to get out of this so I can go there. What pissed everybody off is he got a job. That's where it makes everyone upset. Him acting a donkey, we fire him. Yay. Good job. He looks stupid. But the fact that you fired him from Burger King and the motherfucker's a manager at McDonald's already. Like, what the fuck just happened? Now you're pissed off. Jerry Rice, he played like he fooled us. Like, shut up. You fired him. Be mad at yourself. We're like, you're not going to take responsibility that you fell for the trap. Like, if you didn't fall for the bear trap and let him go, he wouldn't be with the Patriots. But you fell for it because they knew. Patriots knew and AB knew. At some point, they're going to let you go because... They don't like this kind of drama.
And I think that's what it is. He's unpredictable.
No, he's not. He's very predictable.
If he you doesn't think like something, yeah, he'll tell you. That's predictable.
No,
he doesn't like something.
You gotta remember, I'm only gonna act a donkey if I have a plan A, which is Patriots. I want to get there. I don't want to be here. Mm-hmm.
He's not the first athlete that didn't want to play somewhere. I mean,
but he was a. But you gotta remember, okay, not wanting to play somewhere is cool, but if I have a team already lined up that wants me, hey, do you care how I get out of this this deal over here? Yeah. No, by any means necessary. Okay. Woo-hoo! You act a fucking moron.
Yeah.
And they pick you up and you've been straight ever since.
I mean, it's been a week.
A week.
And also, you've got this other shit going on.
Okay. And then that's suspect too. Mm-hmm. Soon as you sign with the Patriots, you get an assault case put on you? Yeah, well, sounds like a setup to me.
It has been going on.
Says who?
Came out today that in April, he turned down a settlement, $2 million.
Okay.
So that means that these other teams knew about Oakland and New England.
Why would New England
just drop out of
Why would New England know about it?
Because
they said it? Because they said they knew about it? Yeah. Did you know about it? Yeah. Oh. Why would New England know about it? In April?
No, not in April. Now.
No.
The team he was with in April
Bill,
was Oakland.
Belichick said, when they asked him, did you know about this? Yeah. We was informed. Mm-hmm.
Now, in September is when he got involved with the Patriots, is what I'm talking about.
So when he signed with the Patriots,
and then this comes out.
The next day.
Yeah, it was like 4 days later.
But how do you know about an incident that you're just been, how do you pre-know about it? You already knew this before because you've been in contact. You've been having conversations. Mm-hmm. You've been dealing.
But
dealing
more,
and
more
willing.
Of the situation, right?
Huh?
He's dealing with now is what you're, let's focus on that.
What is it? A distraction.
Okay.
Like, okay. I'm going to fucking say it. Since nobody ever wants to say it when allegations come up. Nobody wants to say, this sounds like bullshit. No one ever wants to say it. They're going to be like, he's alleged, and if he's alleged, this could just, shut up. Like, come on. Have you read the story? He kissed me and I don't want to be kissed. And you come back. And then he came on my back. Okay. First, how? How did he on your, were you laying down, bending over? Were you like, I'm confused. How does this actually work? Like, I can think outside of reading something. So when I read something, he ejaculated on my back. Okay, so if you're standing up, you don't see him behind you for 4 or 5 minutes? Like, okay, that's no. Are you laying down and he's, or are you bending up? What the fuck? How are you getting nutted on, basically? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing that you can't see this man butt naked? Is my question. So, you come back after that. That is, ooh, yeah. You come back, and then the next time you come back, he rapes you. Yeah. Got it. That makes, yeah. He decides to take it to the whole nother level. Just take it to rape. Bends you over, plows you down, and rapes you. Mm-hmm. A professional athlete jeopardizes his career by raping. It happens.
It happens.
Yes, yeah. It happens.
And you can't say that everything decision is thought through clearly. In the moment.
In the moment for an athlete. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But how about the woman?
Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying is, or we can just like probably say, it was his masseuse. They've probably done things. Yeah. And she wanted money to fund something. He didn't do it. She got mad and sued. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you're suing for civil, not criminal. You've been negotiating about money this whole time. Like,
so set that up for me. What's the difference between accusations that are civil and criminal?
Okay, so criminal, like she criminally, like he raped me. Mm-hmm. Like, I for real was raped. Mm-hmm. You know, like Bill Cosby. This wasn't civil cases.
Right, it was against my will.
Forced, yes, forced me. I was asleep. I want to see him, you know, pay the price, mm-hmm. which is subject to jail. Mm-hmm. Right? This case, and like the rest of Harvey Weinstein, subject to criminal. Everybody else? Civil. Meaning, well, I mean, as long as I say no, I can win in civil court. Which no can be like, no, not right now. No, you, who the fuck knows what not? Like, because you got to remember, it's... Okay, so there's this whole thing about the whole Me Too movement that people are not really understanding. You have Bill Cosby, which was being charged with rape, not sexual assault. You have sexual assault, then you have misconduct. Now, with misconduct, I want everyone to understand this. Misconduct varies from going to kiss someone to pulling out your and hitting it with it. It goes that far. So if I decide at the end of the night, I walked you to your door and I leaned over to give you a kiss and you reject it, that is called sexual assault. You can be sexual assault. That is exactly what it is. If I have my hand on your thigh and I get the feeling that you want me to go a little further and I go and you stop me, sexual assault. Oh, I mean, sexual misconduct. That's called sexual misconduct, both of them. If we're in a moment and you're rubbing on me and I get excited and I'm like, okay, this was that a sign? And I pull my dick out. Sexual misconduct. If you're taking
all of these so far are sexual misconduct.
So if I'm in a shower, if you're in a shower and you're like, oh, I want to go, we're you know, drinking, and you'll be like, I'm about to go in the shower, mm-hmm. freshen up. And then I come in right after you. Woo, what's up? And you're like, oh no, get out. And you get out. Mm-hmm. Sexual misconduct. The reason that is not a case is because the guy does not know you do not want it until he actually attempts it. That's the problem. That's why no one's going to jail for it. That's why no one's been going to jail for it. That's why out of 2,000 cases, only one person's ended up in jail. And that's because he legally was drugging people to have sex with him. Everybody else, how do I know you don't want to kiss me unless I attempt it? Right? You got it. I mean, it goes from, mm-hmm. if I'm out, sorry, but if I'm what is the next action after that? Let's go stick right. old weenie in. Now, if you stop me and say, nah, it ain't like that. Sexual, that becomes sexual assault. Because I've already gave you fellatio.
You've done something.
I've right. done something, fellatio, which you allowed. Mm-hmm. Now, if I stick it in and you say, oh, I didn't want that. Well, now that becomes assault now. If I'm him and his attorneys, I'm going to countersue for criminal. For false allegations. Mm-hmm. I want whatever criminal charge would have been 2-3 years. I want it on her if she's found guilty of lying. I did not rape her. I did not do any of these things. We were in a relationship where we wasn't. She was a side chick who came over, gave me rubs and tubs. Who fucking knows? You know, who fucking knows? But I want to sue her criminally. That will stop half this shit. And that's what ended up happening with the Me Too movement. It started off as a real movement. And then it became of... my date didn't go too well and I'm gonna fuck his life up. That's what it ended up being. That's what, you know, and that's why it died down. Because it went from a real thing, a real thing. You had, you know, Bill Cosby, you had real people, real victims out there going, and I got raped. Harvey Weinstein, it got a little smirky, you know, some was rape, some was forced rape, some was, yeah, I promise you to do this if you suck my dick and you suck his dick. Like, you got food, okay? that's men get food all the time. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Some of us got food to raise babies that's not ours. we can't fucking sue you for it.
Years later.
We can't fucking sue you for it.
Like harassment, same thing.
Harassment is this. I harass you or I do something, you don't like it, you tell me to stop. I come back the next day, I do it again, you tell me to stop. I come back the next day, do it again. That's harassment. If I say, hey, sweetheart, your shit looking fat over there, and you be like, please don't do it again, and I don't, that ain't no fucking harassment.
Yeah, but what if it's one strike and you're out?
That's not harassing means I'm doing it over and over.
Right, you're
that's
a
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everyone is blending everything together. Harassing means I'm doing it over and over. So
you're saying countersuit for criminals.
If you're innocent, yeah, countersuit. Like, that's what I'm saying. All these men are getting their names ruined, and then what happened? How many men went to jail? One. How many people got in? How many people lost their jobs? 2,000, 3,000. What happens to the accusers? Nothing.
So that's the thing.
So basically, some girl.
I mean, you know this in sport, you're around a lot of women. And how do you know?
But
how do you play that game?
What I'm saying is, if I can't even flirt, you're basically saying. You got to remember, if I say, "Ooh, them, you look good in a sundress." It's flirting, mm-hmm. A stupid man's compliment. You know, as guys, you know how guys get dumb.
Is that harassment? No, probably not.
No, that's not harassment, but that is sexual misconduct. See? You see the difference? That's, oh, yeah. Oh, you look good today in that dress. Sexual misconduct. Sexual misconduct only works in the workplace. It's a workplace accusation. It's mixed conduct. You're being sexual in an inappropriate place. You know, and that's where that comes from. You know, but when you hear some of the claims out there, where's the proof? Where's the, like, where's what happens to the girl that hit Chris Brown in Paris? Does she get jail time?
Yeah, what happens after?
Nothing. That's the, I understand why nothing can happen, because if an accuser comes out and says something and they can't prove it and they go to jail, real victims won't ever come out. Mm-hmm. So it's like this big gray area. But the court system has actually leeway, because there was a thing back in the day called date rape, mm-hmm. Right? Not the drug. It was a term called date rape, where girls was claiming rape on sexual stuff. Like, yeah, Your Honor, I only wanted him to pump me 5 times. He pumped it 7, and I didn't want the other 2. Mm. Rape. What? Excuse me? Or the guy's in the middle of it, and she'd be like, stop! And he gets that one more push in. Rape. That what they was calling date. They was calling date rape. So it became one of those things where it's like, nah, we're not gonna charge these guys with half of the stuff you guys are doing.
Because they were saying it wasn't consensual, to a point.
Yeah,
consensual to a point.
I consented 5 of the 7 pumps. Yeah. Like, come on, like, really, stop. Like, you know, it was a ruse to get money out of men. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, the sad part about it is it's all perspective for the most part. Like, how you perceive something might not be how I come out with it. Like, remember the LeVar Ball and the ESPN thing? Mm-hmm. And I forgot what she said. Like, let's switch gears here. Let's mm-hmm. switch gears here, LeVar. Oh yeah, I'll switch gears with you anytime. Mm-hmm. Whoa. You get a fit? What the fuck did he say? That was sexually, like that right there.
Yeah,
she could have accused him of sexual misconduct.
Yeah, I think he was a little tone deaf in the Me Too era. That to say something like that, that's like you said, flirty.
Was it
old school? Yeah.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Says who?
That's like old uncle flirty, though.
Was it?
Yes.
He said the same exact thing she said, but to her. Mm-hmm. I guess
you know it was speaking to a girl and trying to be trying to put a little game on, right?
What was he?
Trying to be smooth, yeah.
You're talking about a married man.
Yeah, on
who's
TV.
Happily
next to her. Yeah,
a married man who's happily married, who hates every other woman. He disrespects every fucking woman he comes across. They're beneath him. So why would he flirt with this one? Oh, let me get it. Because she thinks she's cute. So anything you say towards her, it becomes flirtatious. That's basically okay. What she picked.
You know what?
Because I'm a sexy woman up here, and you said it the way I can perceive it as being sexually,
I don't even know if it was about her. It was about the audience, what everybody saw on TV. And that's the
everyone else seen it like, what did he say? She made the big, if she didn't do it and she just kept going, it wouldn't have been nothing. But she got, I don't like the way you said that.
From a PR standpoint, it wasn't the best thing for him. And I think
No. It's because how they reacted, how they perceived it, not how it came out. It came out, I'll switch gears with you anytime. That's exactly how he said it. But like right now, if I'm playing video games with my boy, right? Or if I'm playing video games and you're sitting there and I'm like, yo, hey, grab the sticks, man, bounce on this game. What are they going to say? Oh, no homo, dudes. Come on, man. I'm not going to grab on some stick and then bounce on it. Like, where the fuck is your mind going? Like that, gotta remember, I said it. Pick up the stick, bounce on the game. Let's ball. And your mind perceived that shit a whole nother way.
Right.
Not how I said it, how you perceived it. Two different things. And that's exactly what happens now.
Yeah, well, the whole harassment thing is perception versus reality, and it's circumstantial in a lot of ways. And we're using like a lot of legal terms here, so. But I'm in this situation for AB, though, the public is going to look at him one way because he's always created this sideshow. So it's like everything, even the cryo thing with his feet was like, it was a dumb thing that.
No. That was just part of, look, okay. I'm not going to judge him on how he was trying to get out of Raiders.
I would even say before that, bring it back. It's not. Not getting along with your teammates, sitting out practices, not playing in a game that this is your livelihood.
He was probably trying to get traded in.
Yeah, you're tricking all that stuff off, right? So then you...
Tricking? What is he tricking off?
Just like you made it about yourself when your team needed you or started.
Because I want to be somewhere else. You got to remember, there's a goal. There's a goal here.
Okay, so at least play through the season.
I don't want to. Fuck them. I want to go to Patriots. Trade me there now so he can. Gotta remember, if they'd have traded him when he was acting that asshole that last game, he would have won the championship last year. Hey, you know what? Forget this. Patriots is some smart motherfuckers over there. Because have you noticed that all the talent, that the rest of the league just throws away because of misconduct stuff. They just grab that shit up. They just pick it up.
But I'll tell you what they say, though. We'll work with you, and it's up to you to follow along.
Yeah. Flash.
Yeah.
Flash.
Yeah.
Flash.
I know.
He fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Did they drop his ass? Fuck no! That's stupid.
He almost got banned this year.
Not by them.
By the NFL.
By the NFL. Right.
But they don't, you know, it's hard.
They're not stupid.
Right, but it's hard to build. Their thing is they don't really like build around that. They know, like, if we got them, that's only going to make us better. It's like the Spurs. It's our system, right?
What they realize is, listen, hey, we have a system. And if we can't draft the Gordons and the Michael Vicks and the Cam Newtons and all these guys because of our winning, we're not going to be in the draft. How do we get them? We just wait till one of them dickheads over there just lets their talent just go out the window and we're going to fucking grab them up. Have you noticed they waste no fucking time grabbing players? Mm-mm. None. Players that nobody's touching. And they're like, and I see why you guys are losing over there. You guys really think it's about perception? You really think it's about image? Listen, we're the most clean organization in football history, and we're picking up your garbage, and they're looking great over in this motherfucker.
How many white wide receivers they have? How many white wide receivers are in the NFL? They get all of them because he's a little shorter, but dude gets open.
What I'm saying, they get who they can get, but when that gym When that gem of talent falls.
Yeah, you're out.
No, when it falls in the cracks of nobody wants it.
Yeah, but.
Thank you.
They also thank you, idiots. Move on. But that's the thing, too, is they don't get attached to anybody. The only guy, the one guy that has always been there is who? Brady.
No, but you got to remember, when you win, you can't get the number one, number two, number three draft. So they're not
going to. You know where he was. But what
I'm saying is, they're not going to get the Gordons. They're not going to get these guys. What I'm saying is, they're not going to get these guys because they're winning. Mm-hmm. So how do you keep getting these guys? You let the rest of the organizations drop them because the other organizations care more about their image than actually winning football games. So they just sit back waiting for everybody to dump diamonds on the floor and they pick them up faster than anybody. And they're like, and you wonder why you can't beat us, motherfuckers, because the guys that can beat us, you drop them and I pick them shits up. Huh? You don't like Cam Newton? Drop him. Watch where he ends up. Watch where he ends up. Huh? You don't like Juju Smith-Schuster? Yeah, he's a dickhead, huh? Yeah, I agree. I'm picking him up. That's what they do. They pick up everyone. The only person I'm surprised they didn't pick up was Rice. I for sure
thought. He's a little older at that point.
Oh, I was for sure thought he was going to be there.
Yeah, at that point, it was like he also, given the time away, he would. By the time you come back, it would be kind
of like Adrian Peterson, even, all them guys. Yeah, go and drop them. Watch. But
the thing, you said they find the diamonds on the floor. They also find the diamonds in the rough. Brady was a 6th-round draft pick.
Yeah.
But they recognized the guy. He was a 6th-round
draft pick. I mean, once Belichick and them got there, I'm talking about it just became more of a chess match. Like, you know, that's the group that doesn't care about, like Phil Jackson. You watch the 30 for 30 Rodman? Mm-hmm. It's like that, like. Michael Jordan, I don't know, Phil. Who's going to deal with him? I will. Don't worry about it, Michael. I got him. Mm-hmm. That guy, nobody's like, I don't know.
What he did.
Come on. I know how to use him. I know. Just trust me. He's going to be more useful than y'all think he is. Boom. All defense 3 years straight. Mm-hmm. but that's...
And actually kind of the perfect guy for that team.
But that's what I'm saying. He's the that's what the Belichick, like, they're looking at, like, okay, he's talented. Yeah, he has a bad name. No one wants to touch him. Let me go ahead and bring him in.
Well, the funny thing about if you watched the game today with the Patriots, which I know you didn't, but Brady doesn't care. He'll throw to the open man.
He's going to throw to the best players.
Well, who's open, right? So Antonio Brown gets open.
Why would – that's just like being Steve Nash and you got fucking – somehow you grab a LeBron on one side and a Kevin Durant on the other side. Yeah, hey, Curry, you're just going to have to sit this one out, Curry. I'm going to pass it to you, Curry, a little bit, but fuck that. I got these two fucking juggernauts over there. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I don't have Gronk anymore, but I got Flash, and now I got AB. What's up? Yeah. I'm going to just chuck it. Like, I mean, think about all the receivers that got dropped that ended up in the Patriots. Ocho Cinco, right?
Mm-hmm. He didn't do much there. It was a little late in his career.
Who else?
I mean, the guys like they had Edelman and Amendola, guys that they were just like short white guys.
Oh, yeah, they were short white.
They wouldn't be much.
Yeah. I mean, what T.O. went there, right?
No. Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
But Randy Moss, they got in his prime. That was one of the best players they ever got. You know, and he actually came from Oakland that time. Didn't get along there.
Yeah, so like.
Didn't fit in there.
So the future of can players do this again? Yes. Because the Patriots and AB showed you how to do it. If two connections want to connect and there's somebody in the middle of the way, and that's the team you're on right now, act the donkey, they'll be dumb enough to let you go. That's it.
That's one way to do it.
It's just like free agency when a player asks for
a trade. I was thinking of it, not to that extent, but Jimmy Butler. Did not want to be there in Minnesota last
year. Yeah. Cool. Hey, game's at 8:00. Game's at fucking 8:00. I want to trade. Okay, cool. Game's at 8:00. Yeah, I'll trade you. Game's at 8:00, though. I'm not going to play. Okay, cool. Tomorrow, game's at 8:00. fuck I'm going to trade you for? Fuck you.
Yeah, it gets to a point where you got to take it into your own hands.
Like Anthony Davis wanted to trade, right? Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis wanted to trade. How did he play when he was out there? Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker was having 30, 40 in 3 quarters.
Yeah, didn't play the whole game.
Because they set him down. Mm-hmm. Not because he walked off. They set him down. Mm-hmm. Listen, the player's not going to fuck up his stats. He's not going to fuck up his All-NBA. his all-star. He ain't gonna fuck that up. So he can want to trade all he wants. He can be disgruntled all he wants, but I don't have to trade him. Like that's what people don't understand. I don't have to trade him. You didn't have to cut Antonio Brown. You didn't have to. You decided you wanted because his name was so bad that you thought you was getting the last laugh, and you didn't. Now that motherfucker's about to laugh all the way to the Super Bowl.
We shall see. You would think so.
I know. Yeah.
After they win 43-0 against Miami, not that great of a team, but.
But that just, that's what I said. It's just one of those things.
They
like,
have no problem.
People don't look at it on how it is in real time. They look at everything negative. They like was it planned? Yes, it was planned. Mm-hmm. It was planned from the beginning. Like, I want to be in New England. I don't want to be here in Oakland. Yeah, I signed a deal here in Oakland, but I don't want to be here. England wants me. I want them. How do I get there? Hey, do you mind if I act a donkey? No, I do not mind. Just get cut. Remember, that's the objective. Just get released and we got you. Mm-hmm. So now, if you look at it like that, just get released so we can grab you. Does everything seem stupid now? No. Seems fucking amazing. He did everything he was supposed to do without committing any type of crime. without beating up anybody.
Anyways, but what AB did, you think AD should have done that rather than just write it out into the...
No, because NBA can't cut you. They can't drop you. So, no. Didn't Cousins get released? Did they release him yet?
I don't think so.
Nah.
Yeah.
Like
he would go on the, I mean, he's just on the injury exemption.
I don't like how they did that.
But he signed his contract.
That's no. What I'm saying is I don't like how the media perceive like his statement towards his girlfriend.
Okay.
I really don't. Not his ex. Only because what he said, if you just read it, looks horrible, of course. But what is the content? What's the context?
Context.
What is the real context? Let's be honest. It's his wedding day. He wants his son there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's emotional. Mm-hmm. And he's going to say whatever he could possibly say at that moment in time. That's all that is. Like, come on. I hate when people like hear stuff and then they be like, how dare he say something like that? Come on. We've all said stupid shit.
It's stupid shit. That's exactly what it was.
Like, we all said
stupid.
It wasn't
right. But it was like,
I said, I'm in the middle. I want my fucking son here. Obviously, you're doing it on purpose. Obviously, you're doing it on purpose enough to record it.
Yeah.
And that's when I look at. That's what makes it suspect. Like, you recorded it. So that means what you did was.
You think he got baited.
You got baited on text messages. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. Whatever. On text messages. And then. When the call comes, you already know he's on level 10. So he's going to wild. Mm-hmm. He's going to wild out. And I'm just going to hit the record button. Let's go, buddy.
Might have been there before. You know he's got a temper.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like the guy's asking for his son to go, you know, maybe be his best man. Like, come on. Is it like it ain't that's a problem?
Okay, so all this though, when you're in the public eye, everything's amplified though.
I know, because the public eye, the media pretends that there's no reality in life. There's no room for bad judgment. Our whole fucking lives are bad judgment. That's why we're in.
We're humans.
That's why most of us made it to the pros of a bad judgment that went our way.
What do you mean by that?
A bad judgment that went our way. Y'all seen a play where the quarterback did a quarterback sneak. And he was trying to get to the first first down, and he jumped and they caught him in the air.
Yeah.
Bad judgment. If he gets over that, he's fucking hero play. Heisman candidate.
You're talking about the college kid, and he ran, he scrambled, and he wasn't a sneak, but he scrambled.
Yeah,
he
bad judgment play when you get hit.
Right.
If you make it, Your whole fucking career set.
Yeah, it's those moments.
That's what I'm saying. It's moments.
But I'm saying that when you say you're humans, athletes have to kind of, we've talked about this before. You have to carry yourself, conduct yourself at a different level.
Well, why?
Because you're in the public eye.
But why? Why do I need to conduct myself like I'm not human and everybody else gets to conduct themselves like humans?
Well, talk about Spider-Man. It's the comic book heroes. With great power comes great responsibility.
But what I'm saying is,
so you can have this great life, get millions of dollars, be on TV, be famous, but then you're under a microscope.
But I'm under a microscope of a bunch of other humans looking for shit.
Okay, we're at the airport. People come up to you for an autograph. People come up to you for pictures. TMZ.
Yeah.
Not me.
You're looking for me. Like,
so, that's like, cool. I don't
like when TMZ, like, you're living your life. You got your little side girlfriend there, and TMZ sneaking in, and boom, pops you. Who is this woman? Where's your wife at? What do you expect that person to do? Like, at that moment, what do you expect him to do? What is the outcome you're looking for him to blow a gasket? Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here. Grab the camera. Slam that shit. That's what you're hoping for, because it gets you ratings. Mm-hmm. You just pried through this man's life, ruined his relationship, put him in the eye, got your ratings because he smashed your shit.
Okay.
Now you get to sue him. All because something you decided to do.
Okay, so now...
And him being fucking human, living.
But all that tabloid shit, what should you do instead? Let it bother you? Or say, come on, bring those cameras on.
Yeah, bring the cameras on. Every day of your life.
You know they're there.
300. No, you don't. Why? I just got into Wyoming at 2:30 in the morning, going to have a little getaway, and some fucking dickhead decides he wants to aggravate me at that moment in time. Just like, you know, media, you know, in locker rooms, aggravating. So I'm saying, it's like you want athletes to be human or non-human in a human world. That's the problem. Like I heard people when LeBron was saying, you know, he applied for Taco Tuesday and people got offended. What? How can he run around saying Taco Tuesday, mocking everyone? He liked tacos on Tuesday, just like everybody else. That's why it's called Taco Tuesday. He was like, what if a white person walked around talking about Fried Chicken Friday? Right? I was like,
that's a good one.
I don't think that's a thing, but
could be that now.
Sounds amazing. Fried Chicken Friday.
Popeyes might steal that. We should copyright it right now.
Fried Chicken Friday.
And yeah, but I know.
Because whatever white person run around, just
like all this we're talking about is like, man, people are sometimes are. There's times when it's really serious, and there's times
I think everything. I think everything needs to be put in its right perspective.
Context.
Like, what is the context? What happened? Mm-hmm. Why did it happen? Like all sexual assaults and all these charges, like what AB has going on, being accused of. You have to take every case one by one. Mm-hmm. Look at the evidence. Look at what they're saying. Look how it's going down. Like, we're sitting here listening to it that it happened three times. And like, why would you go back two of the times? Because maybe it's not exactly how she's saying it. So we don't know. All we can do is look at it. But yeah, we know it doesn't sound legit. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to be the person in this world to say, yeah, I think she's lying. When you can see clearly, like, this just doesn't make sense. And then he turns down the negotiation. Of course. Why would I want to fucking pay $2 million if I didn't do no shit? Mm-hmm.
Never going to sign that check.
No. Come on, people. Let's just get a little smarter. I mean.
Context.
Let's just figure it out in context before we start giving out judgment and sentences. Like, and stop just putting people under the... But as I said, you know, he loses his helmet deal. All right? Now, if he's found innocent, does he get his helmet deal back?
Probably not.
No. That's why I said, like, you know, all these people are losing so much over non-proving things. Like, none of these people have proved anything. They just made the allegation. Oh, yeah, I was at the movies, and he stuck his dick in my face. Sexual assault. Wait, I was squeezing by you. What are you talking about? I was sitting in
What if I put my ass in your face?
I was sitting in the fifth seat. I had to get by the first four people, and I'm doing a little squaddle. I didn't fucking, who the fuck are you? Yeah. But that's basically what's going on now.
Should just took the aisle seat.
So fuck. Just took his dick in his in my face. And then he whispers something. Yeah, it was, excuse me. Fucking excuse me. Get your fucking put your legs up. Do something. I'm trying to get by here. And that's what our world has come to.
It's hard out there. Yeah. It makes you not want to leave the house.
I don't leave the house.
I know that. Except for podcast. All right.
Now I got to go put this bouncy up for my daughter. And the sad part about the bouncy is it's party sized.
Bouncy house, the thing you inflate?
Yeah. Okay. It's party size, which is, it wasn't priced right for party sized. You know, so I went on Amazon and...
Party size means mini, right?
No. Party size means...
I'm thinking party, you know,
like basketball
candy bars.
No, like
full size candy bars.
Like family size. It's for 10, 20 people.
Okay.
But it was $500.
$500
doesn't seem family size.
Too secure, huh?
Yeah. And it was like, okay, I'm looking at the price. I see like 8,000, 10,000. Like, yo, those are too fucking big.
Yeah.
500? Cool. You know, that's probably put that in the living room type because I had one before. Uh-huh. Put that in the living room. We can play. Now, when I got it, I was like, this is. The fuck is this?
Size of the whole house.
Yeah, so I got to go to a park, get a gas generator, and light that motherfucker up. Let's go. Now I look all bougie out there with my fucking daughter and me just jumping on a big bouncy just for us.
Maybe you shouldn't jump on it.
Why not?
Probably not. Coming off knee surgery.
Right, but it's not the bouncy. You know, this one comes with a slide. Oh, okay. You can it's one of the big ones.
Okay,
$500. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it, but it's an inconvenience, so I can tell you that for sure. I'm going to look like a real dickhead here.
Yeah.
Just pull it up because I can't do it in the backyard. I got to go to a fucking parking lot and set it up. Now all the neighborhood kids are going to be wanting to go, and I'm going to be like, hey. It's for my daughter.
Nah,
a one-person type of gig.
Sorry,
here.
Sorry, kids. Yeah. Can't play here.
Nah, I'm not like that.
I know.
It's everyone come have fun.
Maybe just return that one. Better off just go to Disney for the day.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah. All right.